Aretha Franklin died from pancreatic cancer. John McCain died from the type of brain cancer called glioblastoma. And when people have cancer, all too often, we use military terminology to describe their ordeals.
We now know Aretha Franklin is battling cancer.
She's been battling this for a long time.
It's a long battle with pancreatic cancer.
Aretha Franklin is battling pancreatic cancer.
John McCain has died after a 13-month battle with brain cancer.
Battling an aggressive form of brain cancer.
Been battling brain cancer.
He lost his battle to brain cancer.
He is a fighter. And
I know he's a fighter.
He's a real warrior.
This disease has never had a more worthy opponent.
Joining me now is Dr. Michelle Reba, director of the Psych Oncology Program at the University of Michigan Rogel Cancer Center. Dr. Reba, that martial language, the war on cancer, beating cancer, lost his battle with cancer. What kind of message does that send?
Well, it's certainly very militaristic, and it speaks to years of thinking about cancer in a fighting kind of spirit. The media uses it. The American Cancer Society has used it. President Nixon used it in terms of the war on cancer, trying to conquer cancer. In our day-to-day work with patients, these terms really aren't used very much, but yet the headlines, obituaries use it very regularly.
In fact, as you say that, years ago, before I was in broadcasting, I was a health educator for the American Cancer Society, and I think it was viewed as a whip them up, get, you know, rally enthusiasm for this cause.
Right, and many people don't really think about this. This has become common in our lexicon, and we read about it. Yet it is very negative for many people to really think about this as a fight. We are trying to use different language these days, but still, sometimes we don't even think about how often these kinds of terms are used in reading and watching TV, etc.
What do you hear from your patients? What effect do these military metaphors have on people who are living with cancer?
Often it's a very negative effect on emotional states of patients and impacts on the engagement of patients and thinking about how they really can deal with everyday issues regarding cancer care and in the quality of their lives.
When you say it causes problems with engagement, why is that?
As we know, many people who have cancer struggle with day-to-day activities and taking care of themselves and for those who love them. And so asking them to take this on in a battle or militaristic kind of way is sometimes very difficult. The terms losing their battle, it seems like a failure. And if people don't want to or can't take this on in that way, it feels very difficult. It certainly impacts on some of the folks in terms of palliative care. Sometimes families feel that it's wrong to not have more treatments or have more scans, or they feel like it's giving up somehow.
So in a sense, it's almost as if saying, you know, if you just fight hard enough, you'll win the war.
Correct. And that's not really the case for many people.
What would be some better ways to talk about cancer, living with cancer, and also when someone dies of cancer?
We have to start thinking about the terms that we use. Dying is often not used, for example. We try to come up with different metaphors, soften this. And sometimes just talking about the reality of it is really much better for people.
Don't be afraid of saying that someone died of cancer.
Right. One has to ask why we don't use the terms that could be maybe more meaningful, less scary.
Are there metaphors or language that are preferable to those military ones?
You know, it would be helpful to talk with patients themselves and ask them what kinds of words or how we could be more helpful and use less scary terminology to talk about this. A lot of times with my patients, we don't use these terms, fighting or battles. We talk about how to live with cancer and with chronic conditions. Nowadays, many people live long and productive lives with cancer. It's no longer what we probably grew up with saying, the C word. We didn't even talk about the word cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And so now really thinking about this in terms of day-to-day, how to live with cancer, just like heart disease or diabetes or other chronic conditions is often better and less frightening.
So instead of the battle with cancer, we could be talking about the cancer journey.
Right. And that's a good word to think about using. And I think more and more is being written about that and looking at strengths of people, looking at prevention, looking about nutrition, exercise, how to stay as healthy as possible.
Dr. Michelle Reba, director of the Psych Oncology Program at the University of Michigan Rogel Cancer Center. Thanks so much, doctor.
Sure, my pleasure.